What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? What about us? What about all
Abe's Door Service, where service is their specialty. Proud sponsor of This Morning with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre on 630 CHED.
7:37 this morning. Stacey, Daryl, Morley too. I thought it was a little pink, right? A little pink coming in there.
Yep.
Can't get much farther from pink than Blake Shelton. But then I used to think that, but then he ended up getting married to Gwen Stefani, no doubt. So now maybe there's some similarities.
Good music's good music.
Good music. So we told you before the Blake Shelton taking over Rogers Place in March, and we have tickets to give away. Not yet. Soon.
Oh, when?
Well, probably in about 10, 15
Soon
minutes.
Soon is vague.
I know. I don't want people to stick around.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but if you keep, you got to be a little more specific, McIntyre. I got it. How about 12 minutes from now?
Legit?
Okay, make it 10.
Okay.
Sometime before 9 o'clock,
we're giving away Blake Shelton tickets.
So
and, you know, I think he transcends country music. Like, I'd go see Blake Shelton. I think he'd be a great entertainer. I bet he puts on a really great show.
Yeah, I think he would. He's a funny guy and he's engaging, so yeah. That's coming up.
Maybe Gwen Stefani will come.
Maybe.
We'll just stake out the hotels.
I think he'll just fly in and fly back out again, but that's just a guess.
Maybe. It just depends on how his tour goes.
How many times you've heard about good cholesterol? You've heard about bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. You've heard about the risk for heart disease. Is that the only kind of cholesterol that might be a problem? Are there other types?
Yeah, that maybe we haven't had an eye on. Yes. In fact, the U of A has found an overlooked form of cholesterol that we need to, you know, take a closer look at. Dr. Spencer Proctor is on the team heading a new study. He's the professor in the Division of Human Nutrition over at the U of A, and he joins us over the phone. Good morning, Doc.
Very good morning to you, buddy.
Help our hearts. So what are we missing? What
Don't
are
break
we
them.
Missing?
Well, Daryl, I think you introduced that very well. You know, we've still got some challenges when it comes to understanding heart disease and heart disease risk. You know, we focus quite a lot on the bad forms of cholesterol, which you mentioned, the LDL cholesterol, and we have some very good medications to try and lower that form of cholesterol. But that's, as you mentioned, it's not the only form. So we have bad cholesterol, we have good cholesterol, which tries to help us and remove that bad cholesterol from certain places. But we also absorb cholesterol from the diet. And so there are these three forms of cholesterol that are circulating all the time. And if we only focus on one form, then sometimes we might be missing, the biochemical pathways and the poor molecular metabolism of some of the other ones. And so that's what we've been focusing on in these three studies. Which the U of A has recently reported about. And we've got three independent studies asking the question about this remnant form of cholesterol and its relationship with heart disease.
So it's called RC, right? What is
remnant
it?
Remnant cholesterol, yes. It's a form of cholesterol that is includes both that coming from the foods we eat and from those residual forms that we actually make in our body. So it's a bit of a holistic way of looking at what's left of cholesterol during the day and how quickly is it being metabolized.
So where does this come from? What kinds of foods are have a danger light over them?
Yeah, so cholesterol, as many of your listeners would appreciate, is critical for our development and our growth and our health, so we need it. And our bodies spend a lot of time making cholesterol to make sure that we have enough. But when things go wrong and it starts to accumulate, that's when, you know, it's not going to be very good for cells. As far as foods are concerned, you know, all those farm animals, they also are able to make cholesterol. So foods like eggs and meat and other types of dairy, you're going to have cholesterol included in those foods, and that contributes to the health and well-being of a person. And, you know, we often recommend, you know, a healthy, balanced diet in order to get those forms of cholesterol. But we need to make sure that our metabolism is able to handle all these types of cholesterol in the right way.
So I know you get your cholesterol checked. I think everyone has had that test. How do I know what my RC levels are? Mm-hmm. Is this something that you can get tested for, whether it's a blood test or...
Yeah, so one of the really interesting things about this new form of cholesterol is that we don't need to do anything different in order to be able to calculate. So the blood test that you would normally get, you can calculate the remnant cholesterol from the very values that you're already getting. One thing that's different that we are learning, a little bit in an analogy to how we measure glucose, you know, we've learned that fasting levels of glucose doesn't always tell the whole story, and understanding what glucose is doing during the day is very, very important. In the same way here, a remnant cholesterol can go up substantially during the course of the day as we're eating different types of foods. And if we're someone who's a poor metabolizer of some of those foods, sometimes it's actually better to get a blood test during the day. And a lot of physicians are learning now that this may be more informative in order to do those blood tests during the day. But as far as how we test for it, there's nothing new that we need to do, which makes it a little bit easier for us to be able to understand.
And Dr. Spencer Proctor, just before we let you go, do we need to bug our doctors about this? How well known is this in the regular in the medical community? Is this, it's kind of new to us, but is it new to some of your colleagues in the medical profession?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important points, Darryl, that we really need to make sure that we empower ourselves and we ask those important medical questions. Some of this information is only just recently being published, and we're validating this as much as we can in both international people as well as Canadians. And so we need to ask those questions. And I would say to your listeners that, you know, if they've got concerns about high cholesterol, that they talk with their family physician or even get some specialist advice on making sure that those tests and those calculations are made, and you can be a little bit more well-informed about your levels of cholesterol.
Thanks for joining us today, Doctor.
Yeah, all the best. Thank you very much. Thanks for your interest. Good morning.
Dr. Spencer Proctor is on a team heading the new study talking about RC. It is a risk factor.
Remnant cholesterol.
Yep, a new risk factor, it's always been there, but we're talking more about it. We know bad and good cholesterol, but this is remnant cholesterol. He's looking into what factors that has in you know, heart attacks and those sort of things. He's a professor in the Division of Human Nutrition over at the U of A.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.